The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening, Michael?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. It feels good. We're in the in the good heart of the summer right now, and the weather's been cooperating, and really enjoying summertime. Actually, to this point, and no complaints. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, right. What's the complaint about? It's a beautiful time of year. We're in the heart of the summer, right? I mean, it's moving along, but it's still beautiful. A lot of time left yet, though, to enjoy the summer, the weekends, the vacation weeks people may have, whatever's going on in your life. So, all good.
Yeah, Mike, I'm very excited this weekend. I'm heading down to Atlantic City to go see a concert at the new Hard Rock Casino. Okay. And I'm curious to see how the buzz is down in Atlantic City with the two new casinos open, and with the Hard Rock really's got a heck of an entertainment lineup set up for the summertime. So I'm curious to see if we're getting some sort of kick down there.
Yeah, it's funny, not to get into the whole thing. I actually saw a thing on TV about the Hard Rock and the new casino. In their plans, they have entertainment books, something ridiculous, 300 out of 365 nights in a year so far.
Wow.
Whether it's concerts or, legitimate, something to do, entertainment. So that's what they're trying to capture. So we'll see, right?
Yeah. So curious to see. I'll let everybody know, how that is. And then, as a matter of fact, you and I will be down there for a conference again on Thursday. So, we'll see what's happening on a weekday in the summertime versus the weekend. So, hey, we've been seeing a little bit of, activity in the market here over the last week or so. And I mean, heck, we're into the second half of 2018 now.
Yes, we are, Doug. And, market's been, uptrending here a little bit over the last week or so-ish. And, after closing out the second quarter, and I know a lot of people are getting their statements home, right? The second quarter report cards coming home in the mail for a lot of the investments and stuff like that. But already, it's kind of starting to become outdated news, right?
Yeah, but you got to pay attention to it, right? Yep. We have to emphasize that, as, the regular listeners of the show know that we do. We emphasize paying attention and knowing what's going on out there and, see where we're at. But, you've got to, right now, I feel okay about the market. I'm not scared of anything in the market right now. Are you?
No, it's economy seems like it's moving along, and we'll see. Interesting second half of the year. It seems like Doug, like you say, we talk about these things come on the show, and you're talking about Atlantic City and all that type of stuff. But really, it's we like to take it as a measure, you and I, of what's going on. Is the airports packed or the restaurants busy? What's happening out there? And seems like no news is good news on the economic front. I would think my assessment of it.
Mike, I had the opportunity this past week to talk to somebody who imports nuts and bolts, basically, is what they do for a living. And he brought up, you know, the tariffs. And I said to him, do you think it's going to have an impact on you? And he goes, you know, it's going to have an impact on my outstanding orders where I've already made deals with people on it. You know, the tariffs kick in. He goes, but beyond that, I don't think that it is. And, you know, he goes, it's very confusing. And there's sheets and sheets and sheets. I guess if that's your business, you need to know, you know, what's going on, you know, with all that stuff. So, and, you know, he said to me that I think a lot of this tariff stuff is some white noise and, you know, it's posturing on both sides and all that. But he's not really fearful that it's going to have a negative impact on his business.
Yeah, well, you know, Doug, I would think, too, that a lot of it's just a lot of negotiating going on. And, you know, I think a lot of it will get watered down at the end of the day. And, you know, that's how it goes. So I would think that, you know, that's what's going to happen there. So, I mean, to start. And I think the markets are kind of reacting that way, too. Like, it's not really time to push panic buttons because of tariffs and that everything's going to go, you know, bad here, if you will. So I think time will tell. It'll work itself out. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then, you know, Mike, we're starting to get some earnings reports that are coming out now. And, you know, this week we had some decent earnings reports from some of the banks, right? And, you know, that's always, in my opinion, good to see, because in my personal opinion is when the banks are starting to make, you know, dollars, that means economic activity is taking place.
Financial health, right? I mean, it's important. And when you go back to, you know, the problems of 2007, 2008, where was it? The banks, right? That's that when that let go, that was a major problem for the economy. And that's not just like, oh, oil's up or, you know, something like that. That's so banks are very, very, very important. You're right. They are the how would you say the, you know, the base, if you will, of the economy.
Yeah, and it's good to, you know, a lot of people pay very close attention to earnings of banks as a, you know, as a true barometer of the whole, you know, economic activity and stability that's going on right now. And I think I believe in that kind of too. It's I follow a whole bunch of different things, but, you know, that's one of the things that I really like to pay attention to. And, you know, the other thing that is you know, is great is unemployment's just, you know, it's really, really low. I mean, it's doing great. People are out there working right now. And, you know, I just like where we stand today.
Yeah. Again, you know, economically, it all seems like it's clicking. It all seems like it makes sense. People, jobs are being created. People are working, you know, just really nothing negative to report. I guess, you know, I guess when it comes to the economy, really no news is really good news. You know, I guess it's kind of steady as it goes.
Yeah. And, you know, Mike, it's the as far as the markets are concerned, the first half of the year ended up being uneventful, you know, up a little bit, you know, down a little bit, you know, just kind of like treading around. We started out the year, you know, with some volatility and it kind of ebbed out. And, you know, so there's a lot of people are going to get their quarterly statements through the mail and, you know, look as if, you know, nothing's been going on during that period of time. And I want to reemphasize to our listeners out there the importance to take advantage of those circumstances and situations to review and see if what you own is what you should own, why do you own it, and make sure that it is dovetailing with some sort of overall financial strategy that you have in your life or with your family so that you can you do the best you can to be productive with your funds.
Sounds good. And you know what, Doug, when it comes to the first half of the year, you know, I'm calling it the big nothing, right? I mean, it seems like a lot of volatility, a lot of, you know, up 300, down 300 type of days that, you know, kind of catching the news. But at the end of the day, when you add it all up, not much really changed since, you know, January 1st. Now, you know, in my opinion, last year was such a strong, dominant year. You know, I believe the markets just can't keep, you know, moving on that scale, you know, straight up like it was last year. What was it? It was up every month for 12 months or something like that, or, you know, something.
I think it was more than 12
yeah,
months.
Yeah, well, but I think every month last year for it was up. So, to you know, that's just ridiculous in my opinion. So, you know, I believe in the word digestion, you know, in the market. I think it's just a lot's happening. A lot of different things go on under behind the scenes and it's okay. And we'll see how we do here. The economy looks pretty strong. So let's see what the second half of the year, is always decisive, isn't it? You know, in the past, at least I feel that way. It always feels like you're going to get a move somewhere along the line in the second half of the year.
Well, here's the thing, right? Let's think about this for a minute, right? Always the first half of the year starts off pretty exciting And then as we get into summertime, kind of gets a little dull.
Yeah.
And the second half, you start in the summertime, so it's kind of dull. And it gets more exciting as you get into the end of the year. So to your point, yeah, we're going to see some excitement going on here, I think, during the second half of the year. And the important thing is just to make sure that what you're doing is the right thing for yourself and your objectives, and reviewing those statements. You got to take a peek at the statements. And the one big thing that we like to emphasize to people is that, remember, subtract out your contributions from your current account value to really give yourself a good idea of how the performance has been up until this point in the year.
Oh, it's that's definite. You know, you gotta back out your contributions, right? I mean, that's just, otherwise you're tricking yourself there. But yeah, I just see what's going on. And overall, Doug, I think, you know, the message here is if you're procrastinating away and you haven't really done anything and you felt like you want to do something this year, well, guess what? A half a year has gone by, but really still time to, you're kind of still in that January mode if you need to sit down and do something. And you're right. You need a little self-evaluation of yourself. What do you own? Why do you own it? What's going on? Is it, you know, what does it mean to your lifestyle? You gotta ask yourself some of these questions.
You know, Mike, I heard somebody say the saying, I'm gonna botch this saying up, but if not now, when? You know that saying, yeah. If not now, when? If not you, who?
Yeah.
You know, when are you gonna do it? And just, you know, dedicate a little time to it. Now, one of the issues is that you know, it's complex. And people get overwhelmed and they don't know how to handle, you know, reviewing their financial situation and reviewing their investments or their savings accounts and all that kind of stuff for productivity. And, you know, that's where guys like you and I come into play, and we try to simplify this for you and make it easy for you, because left alone, you may become very overwhelmed by it. But like any professional in any, you know, business, once they're good at it, they make it look easy and they make it easier for you. And that's what I think we want to try to do for our listeners out there.
And I know later on, Doug, we do a section of the show, a segment of the show that's, you know, what have you been up to? And we talk about what we've been experiencing, seeing what's going on. But I'm just going to tip it off here. We've been extremely busy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And just a lot. It seems like there's a lot of activity going on. I take that as a very positive thing. You know what I'm saying? I think the activity is always good. It means people are thinking, people are doing things, things are going on, and, you know, in all different phases, not just saying, you know, whatever. So, you know, we'll talk more about that later, but I'm very encouraged for the heart of the summer as you start the show. I mean, you know, we're smack dab in the middle of it now, right? This is summer. It's not going to get any more summer than this.
Right.
You know, and it's really, really busy.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to see, Mike, this next week coming up here, even more earnings announcements are going to come from, you know, all different types of companies out there. Some very big boys and, you know, are going to be reporting their earnings and, you know, very curious to see. And, you know, what's going on out there. And, you know, next week's, you know, show is going to have, you know, some more data about earnings and stuff like that for us to talk about. And, you know, that's typically how it goes when a quarter ends. And, you know, we're going to see where it goes from there, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, I know you and I always believe in, like, with these earnings reports, we want to hear what they're going to say. How's the rest of the year going to be, the final 6 months? And, you know, when you go backwards 6 months, right, to the end of the year last year, or, you know, when the market was doing well and all the news was coming in, we were saying, well, it's reflective of probably pretty good economic conditions going 6 months forward.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pretty right, huh? Wouldn't you say? I mean, pretty accurate. So to me, it's not always the earnings. I like hearing what they're saying, what they're thinking. I want that six months going forward.
Plus, I do want to know the earnings, because I want to know whether they were right or wrong.
Yeah, but you
right?
know what
I'm saying. So, all right, let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and glad you're investing some of your weekend here with us. And, Michael, what I want to talk about here during this segment of the show is one of the hot second half of the year topics, it feels like. This always comes to roost during the second half of the year, because as the year starts to wind down, people have an obligation that they need to meet in many circumstances. Once they've reached the golden age of 70 and a half years old. And what might that obligation be, Michael?
Well, you have to take your required minimum distribution. And, it's interesting, Doug, is, you bringing up this topic for the second half of the year. This is a deadline-driven requirement, right? Out of a lot of things that you're allowed to procrastinate in the financial world and not, that we're always beating people up and stop procrastinating and get after it. Well, this is one that has a very hard deadline attached to it.
Yeah.
And it's very appropriate that you bring it up as we start the second half of the year, because I know, once we get down into that final quarter, you got people really scrambling.
Yes. So the required minimal distribution from your traditional IRAs is, basically how it works is this, is when you're 70 and a half years old, the government wants you to start to take money out of these accounts that have grown tax deferred, right? Because deferred means you're just putting something off to a different date. And they want you to start to take money out of these tax deferred accounts so that, in my theory, if you want to know why, they want their tax money. They let you defer it long enough, and they want you to start taking money out because they want to start to generate some tax revenue dollars off of it. So they came up with this. Listen, in their infinite wisdom, 70 and a half. Like, why not 70? Why not 71? 70 and a half. Right? You got to start to take money out.
Yeah, you got me thinking about that, because I'm thinking 70 and a half. People are living a lot older now, so was that meant when people weren't living older, should the age be adjusted?
Why a half a year?
But, even growth of the market over the years changed, you know what I'm saying? So a lot's been changed, but nonetheless, 70 and a half it is, so we have to live by it, and we have to do something about it.
Yeah, we really do. Now, it's important, Mike, that people understand that the IRS takes these distributions pretty seriously. And, they're pretty hefty tax penalties if you don't take the proper amount of money out there of the, that they want you to take out. And there's a table that they follow, that they give, professionals and the individuals, regular people out there, on how to figure out how much money needs to come out. Now, the thing about these tables is they're confusing for people. And they're hard for people to understand and to figure out how to do the math, if they try to follow the required minimal distribution table on their own.
Yes, and that's where people, when it comes to this, that's where people falter, right? They don't know how much to take out because they don't understand the calculation or how to do it. And the other one, Doug, they get messed up is the, what I call the aggregate rule. You know what I'm saying? Where all the IRS is saying you can have 10 different IRAs. You have to take out one sum of money. You know, whatever that pot is, you have to get, you know, whatever that, if it's the 10 pot.
Mike, give an example. Be a little more specific. Yeah. Break it down to three IRAs.
I have three IRAs, $33,000 a piece, call it $100,000 total.
Right.
Everybody follow me. IRS says you have to take out a required minimum distribution based on the grand total of $100,000.
So let's just make up a number, and let's say your RMD for the year you're talking about is $3,500.
Correct, $3,500. I could take it right out of one account. I do not have to take, you know, out of each account the equivalence to what the account value was. So the IRS doesn't care. Just get it done, okay?
Yep.
Know what your total is. Use that calculation. You're going to get a number. Take it from somewhere. We really don't care. A lot of people don't know that. Because you know why, Doug? It's a good thing, bad thing. If you have three IRAs, you're going to get probably three reminders in the mail saying you're turning 70 and a half. You need to do something with this account.
Right.
And that's what most people come running in and they stick under our nose. It'll say, here, I got this or something like that. Or the bank just sent me this notification. I have an IRA at a bank, what have you. But at the end of the day, it's one number.
Yeah. And you're right, Michael. And for people, it does get confusing because that's a common question we'll get from people who aren't our clients already.
Yeah.
They'll say, yeah, can you help me? I got to figure out this required minimal distribution, but I've got an account at XYZ firm, an account at ABC firm, and, you know, I've got this other account over there in 123 firm, and, you know, I need to figure out, you know, I got to take it out of each account, right? And I'm like, no, you don't have to take it out of each account. Just take the amount that you have to take when you add up the value of all your accounts, and then you figure out how much you got to take and then take it and decide where you want to take it from.
Right. And you know, Doug, for people that come to us and they weren't our clients and they come in and they're new, and sometimes they'll show us, here, I've taken it from here, from here, from here, from here. A lot of paperwork.
And to me, you know, that's a case for, you know, aggregating your IRAs under one roof. You know, it really, really is.
And Doug, another thing is people take out more than they should because sometimes they're taking out money out of a certain account to live. Okay. And it's more, you know, make believe they have to take out $2,000.
Great point.
They're taking out $6,000 a year out of that account, but then they'll still go to their other IRAs and take a withdrawal because they think they have to. So in essence, they're paying more tax than they should.
Yeah, so folks, to be specific in what Mike is speaking about there is that sometimes we see people taking, you know, a fixed dollar amount out of, you know, a certain IRA every month to, you know, supplement their living, to live off of. But when you look at the amount that they're taking out of that one account, that may satisfy or exceed your aggregate retired minimal distribution. But we've seen it happen over time where people forget that they took that amount out and it exceeds it because they got a letter in the mail from the other IRA company because they don't know what you're doing. IRA 123 doesn't know what you're doing with IRA XYZ. So if you're taking money out of XYZ, 123 is going to send you a letter in the mail and say, hey, you've got to take money out of this account because you're 70 and a half years old. But you may already be satisfying your required minimal distribution. So you're right. Yeah. Spot on. We've seen it happen.
Sure. So I think those are, you know, between the calculation and the distribution process, I think those are the two real big curveballs that people kind of get tricked up on.
Yeah. You know, Mike, is another common misconception that people have out there that we hear on a regular basis, that many people understand that they have to take money out at 70 and a half years old. But a lot of people, unfortunately, are under the misconception that that is a tax-free withdrawal because you haven't paid tax on it. We've heard it countless times where it's like, yeah, but I don't have to pay tax on that money that comes out. And you're like, no, there's a tax liability on the money that comes out. And you're like, well, I thought, you know, this money was growing for retirement. I thought that's why we put it away. And like, well, it grew, if it's just a traditional IRA, you know, it grew on a tax-deferred basis. You got to pay tax on it. Now, if it's a Roth IRA, different ball game. First of all, there's no required minimal distributions on Roth IRAs. So you don't even have to worry about that. And then money you take out of there is probably not subject to ordinary income tax. Now, you know, you got to consult your accountant or your tax advisor on this, you know, but that's the gist of it.
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, you know, the bottom line, though, is 70 and a half is a biggie. There is work that needs to be done. I'm going to say there's planning that needs to be done with it, right, Doug? Because, you know, again, if you do have multiple accounts and you don't need to take it out of every account, what do you do? Then where do you turn to? Okay, where do you take it from? Some people think, well, I'll take it from the account that has the most money in it.
Right.
That may not necessarily be right.
Yeah, and you know what else you got to watch, too, when you start getting a whole bunch of different accounts is you're paying custodial fees, you know, at many different institutions. And, you know, listen, it may be $50, but, you know, 50 here, 50 there, 50 here, 50 there. You know, next thing you know, you're paying a couple hundred bucks a year in custodial fees that maybe you could consolidate it or consider consolidating it and reduce your fees. I don't know. It depends on your situation and your circumstance, but that's something that I think is worth looking at.
Sure, because Doug, the problem is that people generally put money into IRAs based upon IRA contributions.
Yeah.
So how many people are sitting there right now, and they'll agree with me, they have multiple accounts with $5,000, $6,000, $12,000, you know, like just because the accountant said, oh, go put $5,000 into the IRA, go put $6,000 into the IRA. And that's how these accounts got, you know, generated.
Hey, Mike, you know, we've got a great piece that we can share with our listeners out here. We'd be happy to mail this out to you guys. It's a two pager and it really summarizes your traditional IRA required minimal distributions. And I think it's a really, really good piece that we'd like to send out to you. So if you'd like to have a copy of this, if you're getting into the age of having to take a required minimal distribution, or you know somebody who is, or you're curious, whatever, you know, give us a buzz at 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone. That's 855-262-3722. We'd be happy to drop this piece in the mail to you. You know, you could take it and take a look at it. And one of the things that I like about this piece, Mike, is it also includes what happens if the IRA owner has passed away. What are the required distributions beyond the owner's lifetime? Because the account could be still in the IRA owner's name and not distributed to the beneficiaries yet, and that account still has a required minimal distribution due on it.
Sure, and there's spousal, and there's a non-spousal right at death, and
yep.
That's a whole different subject in itself.
Well, it is, but you know, it's again, there are required minimal distributions. There could be required minimal distribution requirements on you inheriting an IRA if you got it from, you know, not a spouse. And you may have to, or if there was a significant age disparity, you could have different rules and regulations that you face. So you want to make sure that you have it all under control, because I have certainly met people over the years. I mean, we've been at this since 1991. I've met people over the year who haven't taken their distributions out of their inherited IRA accounts because nobody explained to them ever that they needed to do that.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh, but yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then when the IRS steps in with that tax penalty, when they find out about it, it's pretty hefty. So it's something that you really want to pay attention to. And it can be overwhelming and it can be complex, but we've got a good piece here to help simplify it a little bit for you. So if you'd like to have it, you know, pick up the phone, give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Say, hey guys, could you send me out a copy of that required minimal distribution piece you were talking about on the air? And we'd be happy to get it out to you, as well as any other piece that you've heard us, you know, speak about, you know, over time. We'd be happy to send it out to you. Go ahead. You got the grin.
No. I'm just listening to you, bud.
All right. So anything you want to add?
No. Great piece.
Yeah. I encourage everybody to, call and, you know, let us drop this in the mail to you and you get a copy of it. All right. We're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your financial future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Glad you're investing some of your time here with us this weekend. And, you know, Mike and I come out here on a weekly basis, and we try to educate you and teach you a little bit and give you some pearls of wisdom, if you will, or some golden nuggets to go ahead and start thinking about your money maybe differently than you previously thought about your money, or, you know, looking for different avenues or ideas. And that's what we want to do when we come out here. And if we can get you thinking a little bit, we think that we can help push you in the right direction to taking some action, because inactivity in many, many cases is a very bad thing.
Sure. And, that's the whole idea of it, Doug, is get you to think, get you motivated, get you to take some action. So, Doug, what's been going on, right?
A lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
A lot's been going on. A lot of conversations with people, a lot of stuff happening out there. And, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, sure. And, Doug, you know, it's interesting. Like you're saying, there's been a lot of conversations and we have quite a few appointments booked. We're seeing quite a few people. And, I almost feel like when we do this segment, I should have one topic to kind of like sink your teeth into. But I really don't. I got like a whole bowl full of different little things. And one of them was I'll go through it. Just sat down with a couple today and, wanted to come by, and what we went through was just verifying the income, because the husband's gonna retire in the pretty near future, towards the end of the year, and wanted to just verify the income. And we had the spouse turning 70 and a half. Okay, so pretty appropriate that we were talking about it, required minimum distribution, all that earlier in the show. But those were just two things of like, okay, you know, where are we at? Is everything good? Let's verify everything. And the other part of it was, hey, I know something's got to happen here. The triggering event's coming.
Right.
And that's just something that's very normal in our world, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we get those calls and those visits, especially from existing clients, all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just one thing.
Yeah, there's been a bunch, and one of the things, Mike, is that we had a client die. Last week, just working with the 93 years old, sure, sweetheart of a woman, very sad that she passed. But, you know, working through with her daughter now, who's also, you know, a client of ours on, you know, organizing and settling and all that stuff. And one of the things that I was happy about is that for a while I had been discussing with them the need to go and get mom's legal documents in order, you know, for her estate planning and stuff like that. And, you know, she told me that they, you know, that they did indeed, you know, went and had that taken care of. So it's going to make this the situation a lot easier now that those documents are coming along. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is that she was 93, but she wasn't sick. She didn't wake up. All right. She and the way her daughter tells me, she had a great day the last day doing what she loves doing, went to sleep that night and just didn't wake up the next morning. So she wasn't sick. And my point in saying this to everybody is that you just don't know. So get those legal documents done and, you know, it and know that it's done and taken care of. You can always change them if you want to change them. But we've seen too many situations where people have passed away and the legal documentation has not been completed. And it really does leave a mess or a more difficult time for the people who are left behind.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, I'm just going to add to that, that, you know, you and I, Wealth Management Group, practicing over 20 some odd years. The show's been on for, you know, over 20 some odd years. And, you know, in the beginning, not too many people died. All right. And this may sound stupid coming out of my mouth. I don't mean to be coming across that way, but not many people died. You know, it's just they're younger. But as time has gone on, right, and it's 20 something years, that's what I'm alluding
right.
to. You know, you and I, unfortunately, have are worked on many people passing away, cases like this,
right.
you know, stuff going on, and it's become quite regular. So the more and more time has gone on here and, you know, and people passing away, we're seeing more and more, you know, everything from people botched beneficiaries to, you know, not having documents or not doing, not executing something or to having it properly done. Okay. You know, many of our, you know, existing clients have it properly done because we're kind of sticklers on that. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
And we don't do it.
Right.
Like, we're not attorneys.
Right. No.
We don't draft
no.
documents, you know?
No. Yeah.
We believe that it's part of a good, sound overall financial strategy to have this all in place.
And the other thing I've been really, really pressing and being a stickler on is power of attorney.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we've had people, you know, incapacitated here and sick and all that type of stuff. So as people are getting older, thank goodness, right? We love that. The older, nice, ripe old age, you know, we all want to get there. But there's some work that's attached to it.
Right.
And you and I have been seeing quite a few of those cases of late. And I don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon because we're all living a lot longer. That's what's going to happen.
Yep. I had another circumstance conversation with somebody who's not a client yet, but is aware of what it is that you and I, you know, do for a living. And just wanted to pick my brain and, you know, business owner and not an unusual circumstance, Mike. It's I think people in this circumstance think it's unusual, but it's really not an unusual circumstance. And what I'm about to tell you is that one or two of the children work in the business and other children do not have anything to do with the family business. And the whole struggle about being fair and being equal with their inheritance planning is, you know, it's a challenge to them because they love all their children equally because just because one's in the business and another one's not in the business. Mm-hmm. So they love them the same. They want to be, you know, equal to them, but they also want to be fair because is it fair to the one in the business who's been busting her back, you know, to build this business alongside to then in turn have to share that, you know, business with, you know, brother or sister. So, you know, they wanted to know if we had any different strategies or ideas that they could do for, you know, inheritance equalization planning, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think that, you know, ultimately, if we sit down with this family, we could really bring some good ideas for them.
Oh, yeah. You know, and that's what we do, Doug. And, that, you know, they're not the only ones. That's very common for family business.
It's a lot more common than
right.
people think.
Correct. Absolutely. And, yeah, that's there's one for you. And, you know, Doug, just overall, like, you know, what's going on? It seems like so many different things, and it's racing through my mind. Have somebody, hey, I just retired here in July. How do I handle my 401k is out there? You know, have another couple coming in, existing couple. Think maybe let's turn on some more income. Want to get, you know, more income through the door. We think it's time now. Just a lot of things and a lot of activity. But no matter what it is, I'm just happy that people are taking action and there's activity and they're doing, you know, like, and for everything we're seeing people for, it's for a very good reason. And thank goodness.
Well, it's, you know, it's leads to the point, Mike, where you and I had a conversation and we said there's been a lot of client service work going on lately, doing stuff for existing people because there's things going on in their lives. I mean, listen, we've also been, you know, gathering together, you know, paperwork to help people send them out some of their funds for to pay college tuitions, too. Right. That's going on right now, too. People have to make their initial tuition payments to the colleges.
Yeah. I mean, I did it for one of my clients. One of my best friends just did it. So it was a thrill. It was a kick, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It really, really is. So there's, you know, there's a whole bunch of different circumstances going out there, and then you know what, I know I'm monopolizing what have you talked to people about lately, but conversation in our own household that just recently went on, and it got spurred by somebody we know got hurt. And so Michelle said to me, she goes, do we have disability insurance, you know, and started, you know, talking about that because you know, you saw this person got hurt and now, you know, not going to be able to work for a while. And so, you know, I take care of that stuff. She doesn't. But, you know, I said, yeah, you know, I've got disability insurance. You know, we went over it and, you know, educated her a little bit about it. But disability insurance doesn't get spoken about enough, you know, Mike. And it really is important. People are a lot of people say, oh, I get it from work. And yeah, you might get something from work, but it might not be the best, nor may it be enough.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Doug, because I think that really people, hey, if you do work for somebody, find out what that number is.
Yeah.
And if you don't work for somebody, you better do something about it, okay? And you know, it's one of those, like, you know, I put that in the same file as, you know, the power of attorney and all that type of stuff. Nobody really wants to talk about it or do it, but boy, if it comes up, you know, it's tough. It's a backbreaker to get caught in a bad spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, Mike, the reality is, you know, people insure their houses and their cars and all that. But, isn't your best asset your ability to earn a living when you boil it all down? So, you know, you should make sure that that's, you know, insured properly. And one of the other, you know, tips that I want to tell you is that if you go to work and you find out what they pay, be thorough about your investigation. And what I'm going to tell you, what I mean by that is that they may tell you, yeah, you get 66% of your pay. All right. But they may leave out the part up to a maximum amount. So it may say you get 66, you know, I'm making up a number right now.
For two weeks.
You get 2/3 of your pay for up to a maximum of $4,000 a month.
Right.
Well, if you make 100, if you make 120, if you make 200, that's probably not going to do it for you. Yeah. But most group insurance policies like that have a monthly cap on it.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a great point. There is a cap, and you know, but you have to investigate it. You have to look into it. I'm glad you brought it up, Doug, because a lot of people let it go. And folks, if you don't know, you should know.
Yeah, you owe it to yourself to take a peek and see. And, you know, I don't find my own opinion, I don't find disability insurance, especially if you already have some at work, to buy some supplemental disability insurance, I don't find it to be an expensive proposition. But you do owe it to yourself to take a peek at that.
Absolutely.
What else, bud?
I'm trying to think here, Doug. Now you caught me off guard. What else is going on? People talking a little bit about... were shocked with their tax situation last year, wanting to sit down as a business owner, what can we do to, on a tax purposes, what type of investments we can do, you know, again, coordinate with the CPA, sitting down, saying, you know, the CPA telling them you need to do something. Okay.
Right.
So the question falls back to us. Okay. Well, if I do this, you know, what can I do? what type of investments, because people get, you know, they get confused. Like, well, I don't get it. Like,
should I do a 401k for my employee? Should I do a simple IRA?
Right.
You know, whatever.
And what am I allowed to invest into? They don't even know what they're allowed. You know, so many people think, oh, you know, I want to get an IRA. I got to run down to the bank.
Well, a lot of people think an IRA or a 401k is an investment.
Right. Exactly. So they don't understand it could be, you know, whatever.
Yeah. For all intents and purposes, the easy way I like to describe it is that, you know, an IRA basically is like a birdcage, if you will, with the IRS being the cat. You put any kind of bird you want inside of that cage. Yeah. A lot of people don't understand that. You know, they think, oh, I just got to get one of them IRA birds.
Yeah. And Doug, I'm finding that too. Also,
that was pretty funny. You should have laughed at that.
I'm also finding it too, Doug. People are feeling that way with sometimes brokerage accounts. They don't understand, like, they think that that's an investment, and they don't understand it's what's inside of it's the investment.
Correct. It's merely a holding vehicle.
Right.
So just like an IRA is merely a way of titling an account to identify it for tax purposes.
Yeah.
Right? And you could put almost any investment you want inside of that IRA.
I mean, so to roll back here a little bit is, you know, we're talking about the good economy, things going good. There's business owners out there that are doing well. You know, and they're having these talks with their tax professionals, and they're saying, you know, hey, come on, you got to do something here, you know. So that's what's going on.
Right. So, you know, there's a lot of interesting stuff that is happening and that we've been talking to people about. And the reason we do this segment of the show, folks, is because we want to emphasize to you that people talk to us about a broad range of subjects. Now, one of the problems, excuse me. One of the problems that we think is that people often, you know, hear, oh, okay, financial guys, it's just, you know, it's investments, you know, and, you know, yeah, that's part of the, you know, what we do. But money is really what we try to, you know, help people with, and, you know, smart uses of your money, and what are you doing with it, and what are different avenues or ideas or strategies that you can use with your money to help you accomplish your objectives.
And Doug, we try to bring our experiences, what we go through day in and day out, and we try to share it with you so you think and maybe apply it to your situation if it applies.
Right. Or say, hey, you want to know something? Maybe I'll call these guys and I'll, you know, they can help us out.
Yeah.
You know, either way, and, you know, it's just that we want you to make sure that you're paying attention to your dollars and you're doing the, you know, you're doing the right things for yourself out there. And the other thing is that we really try hard to make it simple. All right, because I think it's easy. I think one of the easiest things in the world is to take a simple issue and make it seem complex. Right? I could take a simple issue, make it seem complex, and make it seem like you're a genius. Right? Oh, this is so complex. Da da da. We don't want to try to do that. We want to take the complex issues and make them simple for you to understand. Because if it's simple for you to understand, we believe that there's a higher probability that you're going to implement the strategy and, you know, give yourself a good chance of accomplishing the objective.
All set.
All right, let's hop to a break. Right back.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back. Glad that you are, you know, spending your time here. I know that I say that a lot during the show, but I am. I am glad that you spend your time and you listen to the show. And Michael and I hope that we bring you a lot of, you know, value. And, you know, Mike, at the beginning of the show, you know, we talked about the, you know, the current markets and economic situation and earnings and, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's typically how we lay the show out, right? We're going to give you, you know, current financial related events typically at the beginning of the show. And then from there, we're going to take it on to strategies and ideas and thoughts. And the whole gist behind this program is to get you to think about your money. But thinking about your money alone does nothing for you. You have to take some sort of action.
Yes, absolutely, Doug. And just to get back into our show a little bit here, is you're right, is, you know, we do that opening segment. People over the years have asked us, what do you think about the economy? What do you see? What? Oh, the market was up. The market was down. You know, was it a knee-jerk reaction? Is the world coming to an end, right?
Yep.
We've gotten killed with those questions. So you and I over the years said, let's do a kind of current events, if you will, right?
Yep.
I mean, pretty fair to call it that. You know, what's going on? What happened this week? What's new? How'd the quarter end? You know, that type of thing. And then you're right. We get topical, right? We try to bring you some good information to let you think. And, you know, does it apply to me? Maybe it doesn't apply to me, but it's something good, right? This week we talked about RMDs, right? Required minimum distributions.
So let's just rehash for a second. What is a required minimum distribution?
Well, it's when you turn 70.5 out of your IRA, you have to take a distribution by law, right? That the IRS
yep.
requires. And, you know, we talked about, I'm not going to get into all the nuance of it, but we talked about what do you do, what has to be done, that type of stuff. We have a great simple piece that we're offering out this week, right? If you get it, I think you'll be all the better for it. If you
yep.
call in and read it and get you more knowledge, I think it's excellent. It's very simplified. So, you know, we talk about that. And then we always do, hey, what have you been doing lately? Which is us interacting either with our clients or new clients or people just even talking to us out there and
yep.
saying, what about this? What about that? And when you think about it, what I just said, folks, it becomes very logical, right? We get you, we bring you current events, we give you some education, we tell you how it's some of this education is applying to people.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we're trying to educate you and motivate you. And we say that every week, and people are probably sick and tired of us hearing it, but we're going to keep saying it. Because like what you just said, you may think about your financial situation, but if you don't take action, you really didn't do anything.
I mean, did nothing. You did nothing. You know, knowledge without action is just, it's a waste.
I mean, Doug, it's great that maybe, all right, I'm thinking about my situation and maybe I know I need to do something. But if you don't take that step.
Right. And the step where I'm referring to right now is reaching out to us. Because I know that most of you don't have the time, the knowledge, the wisdom, or the skill to try to do this on your own. So the action that we want you to take is to reach out to us to let us help you with this stuff.
And, you know, Doug, over the years, too, there's so many things out there, too, people reaching out to us that they think, like, I don't know what they think. They put things in their mind about, like, oh, you know, they wouldn't want to talk to me, or I can't ask them that, or whatever you think to discourage yourself, don't, okay? Because we that's one thing we do with the show is we do that. We want you to reach out, yes. You know, we want to help your situation, yes. You know, we want you to become clients, absolutely. You know,
sure.
I'm not hiding that. That's great. I mean, so many people over the years that we've met, 20 some odd years on the show, that people that have worked with us and stuff. So just, you know, think about it and take action, because if you don't take action, it's kind of wasted.
Yeah, yeah, you know, 100%. So you're always welcome to have a complimentary consultation with us with no cost or no obligation, you know. And you pick the phone up, you give a call, 855-262-3722. That number is 855-262-3722. And, you know, Mike, you mentioned this required minimal distribution piece that we told people about during the, you know, the second segment of the show here. And I'd love to send this out to you, you know, and we, one of the things that we try very hard to do is to go and find good information, shareable information that we can give to the layman so that you can understand this stuff. And this piece is a great piece related to required minimal distributions, as well as related to how to handle inherited or beneficiary type IRAs.
Yes.
You know, so that's very, very important. Now, Mike and I are co-founders of Wealth Management Group. We founded a Wealth Management Group in the middle of the 1990s because we felt that there was a need for people to get, you know, objective guidance, you know, related to their money. So we started Wealth Management Group. I think we were kind of ahead of the curve as far as wealth management goes, you know, is concerned, taking a holistic approach to your financial life. I believe that because we're the only ones that you could meet that are Wealth Management Group LLC here in New Jersey, you know. So we have offices throughout the state, as well as we're old school. We make house calls. So you can always be, you know, welcome to call us and a house call. If you're a business owner, we'll come and sit with you at your, you know, your place of business if that's what you would like as well. And, you know, just really try to get people going down the right path and accomplishing what they want to accomplish. Our website is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. You can go check that out. Michael, anything you want to add here?
No, just, you know, have a good week, everybody, and, you know, take some action, right?
Yep, we're going to wrap it up, folks. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it, 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks, 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.